حي على الفلاح.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from the south a wind will blow. No Muslim will be left on the face of this earth. And then shortly after this, the Kaaba will be destroyed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command Israfil to blow the trumpet. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, since Israfil was told that he will blow the horn, he has never moved his eyes from the arsh of Allah, because he does not want to delay the hukam of Allah, even equivalent to a blink of the eye. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how can I rest when Israfil is waiting for the trumpet to be blown? And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum found this very difficult. When the Messenger of Allah said, then they couldn't relax either. So they came back to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel wa tawakkalna ala Allah. Can you imagine the day that the trumpet will be blown? Can you imagine? Allah says, when the horn will be blown, everybody in the heavens and the earth will shake. They will become fearful, they will become frightened. Is this the first time? Let me tell you about another nation. Another nation was who? The Qawm Thamud. The Qawm Thamud hamstrung the she-camel of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. And the narrations mention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was a huge scream. And as a consequence, they died. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَخَذَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا صَيْحَةُ, that those who did dhulam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them with sayha. Sayha means a loud noise. Now listen to this. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a sa'iqa destroyed them. Sa'iqa is a loud noise which has a burning essence to it. Now, those who object on the Quran said, what's this? In one place, you got sayha. In the other place, you got sa'iqa. There's a contradiction. There's no contradiction. Because research has shown today, and they're doing it in universities in America, that if you can make a noise which is intense enough, it will have a burning essence. Let me tell you the nature of noise. At 120 decibels, your ears start to hurt. At 140 decibels, your ears pop. At 150 decibels, your rib cage begins to hurt. At 200 decibels, your lungs puncture. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَ. Rajfa means to tremble violently. Now, research has shown, if you make enough noise, not only will it affect the ears, it's gone past affecting the ears, it will actually affect your muscles, your bones, and your nervous system. And it will what? It will make you tremble violently. Who told the Messenger of Allah this? And this is the same people, the Qawm Thamud, different places. Allah says sayha, and then it became a rajfa, they began to tremble until it became so intense that it burnt them. If this is the noise in this dunya, subhanallah, then what will be the noise when Israfil blows the trumpet? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts it in the Quran. Look at this. Is a shamsu kuwirat. When the trumpet will be, the horn will be blown, that sun, which is 149 million kilometers away, it will fold up. It will lose all its shine. The inner part will come out and the outer part will go in. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَنْ نُجُومٌ كَدَرَتْ. When on that day of judgment, when the trumpet will be blown, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all the stars that you see, they will fall out of the sky like ping pong balls. They will get scattered. They will lose their luster. You know how many stars there are? You know how many galaxies there are? This is observable galaxies. These are the galaxies that they can see. They say there is over 1 billion galaxies. The galaxy that we live in is called the Milky Way. They say our galaxy has over 300 billion stars. They say if you gather all the stars in all the galaxies, that will be over a septillion stars. That is what? 1 followed by 24 zeros. Look at the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when the trumpet is blown, they will scatter, fall out the sky like ping pong ball. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ. When the mountains will vanish. You know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا يَحْمِلْنَاهَا. We presented this deen, this amana, upon the heavens, upon the earth, and upon the mountains. And they refuse to carry this because the mountains are one of the enormities of the world. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the mushrikeen that a day would come that the earth will be destroyed, Allah recalls it in the Quran. Allah says, "Yas'alunaka 'anil jibal." They ask you about the mountains. They were shocked. They said, "You trying to tell me that these mountains around Makkah will be destroyed?" They could not believe it. They had never seen Everest. They were speaking about the piddly mountains in Makkah. The largest mountain on the face of this earth at this moment goes 9 kilometers above the earth. You know how far down it goes? It's rooted 125 kilometers under the earth. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about the mountains of the Day of Judgment? He says on the mountains on the final hour that they will be like clouds flow. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْإِحْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ. That the mountains will be like cotton wool. In another word, وَكَانَتُ الْجِبَالُ كَثِيبًا مَحِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it will be, the mountains will be like sand. You know when you pour sand, heaped sand, when you pour it, how light it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that's how it will be on the Day of Judgment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا الْوُحُوسُ حُشِرَتْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when the predatory animals will all huddle together, will all gather together. Why doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just say, when the animals will gather, all the animals? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use the word wuhush, predatory animals, the beast animals? Why? Because see, the nature of the beast animal, the nature of the lions, the tigers, the crocodiles, is that they never gather in one place. But on that day when the trumpet will be blown, they will all gather together. They will be so scared that they will all huddle up together. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا الْإِشَارُ أُطِّلَتْ. And on that day, when camel, which is 10 months pregnant, will be forsaken. The most beloved thing to the Arabs was the camel. And then out of the camel, that was which was 10 months pregnant. It was the Ferrari. It was a Lamborghini, your nicest house, your dream house. All this on that day you will forsake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqoo rabbakum, inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azim. Allahu Akbar. He says, O man, fear your Lord, because the zalzala, the shaking of the hour is azim. Yawma tarawnaha, the day you will see it. Can you imagine this? Every mother who has her suckling child will leave that child. Every woman who is pregnant will drop her load. And you will see people like they are intoxicated, but they are not intoxicated. Imagine you were alive on that day and the trumpet is blown. What would Allah expect from you? That day the sun falls. The stars fall out of the heaven like ping pong balls. A mother who's suckling a child leaves her child. The day the animals are all scattered, the seas all come together, the day everything is shaking. What would Allah expect from a believer? There will be no believers. But if you were alive on that day, what would Allah expect from you? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you are alive and the final hour was occurred and you were sowing a seed, finished sowing that seed, what is the purpose? You're not going to reap the fruits of that seed. So what does the Messenger of Allah mean by this? That if you are alive and the trumpet is blown, the horn is blown, and you are doing an action, carry on with that action. No matter how big the trial and tribulation befalls you, when you are doing an action, let nothing prevent you. And this is what believers are meant to be like.